Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we wake up this morning, Lord, with a praise on our hearts for all You've done for us, Lord, and the beautiful day You give us. Lord, we're just ever so appreciative, Lord, of all You've done for us. Lord, You've always been faithful. And Lord, we just appreciate You this day, Lord, as we gather. Lord, we ask You to deliver the Word to us, to our hearts, Lord, that we have need of. Lord, just have Your way in everything that's said and done this day, and we'll give You all the honor and glory. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I turn to page 68 and only believe. Great is Thy faithfulness. He has been so faithful to us. Amen. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Witness. truth. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 176. Blessed assurance. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Oh.
203, same book. Nothing between. Amen. Nothing between.
Not my heart.
my soul and the Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing grieving between. Amen. Brother Paul, would you mind taking up the offering?
Yes, bless. Lord Jesus, Son of the Father, we come before you this day once again here, Lord Jesus, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus. As the word comes forth, and I find right away my heart, Lord Jesus, and inspire us, Lord Jesus, to every work we have for us to be, Father, Lord. Pray just give blessing this morning for those that give, Lord Jesus, and how is an offering pain. Go for the Father into your kingdom, Lord Jesus, and Lord, let it out in the word, Lord Jesus, just to strengthen us. We gather closer to that perfection that we strive for, Lord. And that's all these things. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you. I bow.
Thank you.
special this morning. Song on our heart. We ask the sisters to come.
Right.
stand. We'll sing Only Believe. We ask our brother to come. Lord, what the Lord's laying on us, all right. Only believe. Only believe. Open our hearts to God. Only believe.
Precious, kind Father, again, Lord, we say it once more. We realize it's by your mercy and grace that we can believe. And we gathered here today, Lord, trusting that you'll help us to believe every word, Lord, that you renew our hearts to and bring forth to again express, Lord, what you're looking for in this hour. And Father, we realize again today also that if you don't help us today by your Holy Spirit, each and every one of us, Lord, we'll just sit here and hear words. It'll just be something, Lord, we hear a brother speaking up there and talking about the word, and we'll become bored and tired and, Lord, not interested. We won't stay focused, Lord. But Lord Jesus, be your help today that we stay focused on the real purpose of why we're gathered here at this moment now, and truly give you, Lord, our undivided attention. But Lord, whatever comes forth today, it'd be between life and death for us. So we ask that you would help us now and help us yield to you. May each one of us be surrendered, that you can have a greater preeminence in our lives. We ask it again for your glory and your honor, that thy will be fulfilled in our lives. In your holy, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. I'm thankful again. The Lord made it possible that I could be here. Amen. I love him and appreciate him. And so thankful again for his precious word that he has given us in this last hour. It's so glorious. Glad to see Sister Esther with us today. Well, it's been a long time since we've seen her. But God will bless her and strengthen her. And may he bless and strengthen each and one of us with the word of God. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles again. We want to go back into that message we was on a couple weeks ago. And we'll refresh our minds back to, let's go Colossians 1st chapter and read this again now. And we want to end up over in the message, the unveiling of God. And trust in the Holy Spirit will make it more real to you. And maybe it would be a little something there that you maybe didn't realize or maybe quite catch the revelation of it like we should. So we're trusting God will help us in that manner today. So we find Colossians 1, excuse me, we'll get into read here, I guess, the 25th verse. We'll start there instead of starting up further what we did. Excuse me. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation, or in other words, the stewardship or management God placed upon him, of God, which is given to me for you. I like how he says that, you see. Given to me for you. All right. Excuse me. To fulfill the word of God, even the mystery. Now notice this mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Notice again who it was manifest to. All right. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you. I trust the Holy Spirit will really help us to understand these things. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, and whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. And may the Lord bless again the reading of his word, and may be seated. So we find that, again, there's this great mystery. So it could not be understood without the Holy Ghost revealing it. It would just be words. And I really honestly believe that too many in this hour and day, there's still just a lot of words, you know. And not so much just here, but I mean just all over the world. It's just words. And people have had the opportunity to have these things and heard it and listened to it. And you say, well, why would you say that, Brother Steve? Or why would you even think that? Well, again, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. That's all there is to it. I mean, you just can't get away from it. And you can't get around it. So we find here that, again, is going. We go back into this. We're trusting, again, that the Holy Spirit will help us to bond us together in our hearts in a greater way. And let's read another scripture here that we read there also. We'll just read a couple things to refresh our mind back. 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. If you want to turn with me, 2 Corinthians 4 chapter. And we'll read that 10th and 11th verse. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Now, I'm thankful that Brother Paul had put this like this because, you know, before if we just took it without understanding that 10th verse, we could have thought, well, that's in the future, in the time to come when we change bodies and immortal bodies. But he wanted to make sure that we understood it was in this mortal body that the life of Jesus Christ be made manifest. Now we've got to really let the Holy Spirit just clean our minds out and open our hearts to catch this in the power of it should be meant to us, you know, and not be dull of hearing and not sit here today and because we've heard so much of this and so much about the life of Christ, we've heard so much about the new birth and all these things about the Word, that it just becomes common to us. To where it's just, oh, it's the Word. And we get to the point where we just say, I agree with that, brother. I agree with that. And I believe it's right. Because the prophet said it. Is that the only reason you believe it? Because the prophet said it. Do you realize how dangerous that is? If it ain't a revelation to you, you ain't going to get nowhere. Look how many things the prophet has said through this Bible that people don't live by. But they can tell you the prophet said it, and they say, I believe it because it was the prophet that said it. They say the very things about the Lord Jesus. Well, the Lord Jesus said it. I believe it. But the only way it can become real is by the Holy Spirit revealing it to us. Like I say, so it's kind of just a dangerous thing to just sit there and just always just say, well, the prophet said it. I believe it. It better go further than that. You better understand it. It better be revealed to you. It better be something the Holy Spirit implants in your heart and brings it to life, brings it to manifestation, you see. Believe me, saints, I've run on to people for years that said they believe it because the prophet said it. And you'd never even know they was in this message but the life they live. It's just plain and simple, you know. So it's way more than that, okay? So don't just get caught up in saying, well, the prophet said it. Well, the prophet said these things, and he says he's going to say what I'm going to read today. But again, if the Holy Spirit doesn't reveal it, it ain't going to do us no good. And if it's just becoming common to us of hearing it, and it just becomes, you know, oh, it's, well, you know, I've heard this before, and I've heard that before. You know, it makes me think of something here, you know, just ran onto this week at the shop. And there was an old man come in, and he said he was 82 years old. And he was begin, as I was writing his estimate on his vehicle, he began to tell me a little story. He said that he said something about it. He said, yeah, I lost my wife. And you can, a lot of times you can tell people when they're still grieving. And even after many years that this had taken place, he was still grieving. And I suppose every time he had an opportunity to speak about it to somebody, maybe it was a little comfort to him and to let him know, let people know, you know, and just have a conversation about it. But I thought of this, and I couldn't help but to think about it when he was telling me on this. But the old gentleman lives down in Amesville, which is down in Athens County. And there's a creek that runs through Amesville. It's called Federal Creek. And Amesville is just a little tiny village, not a lot of people there. I think it was established about 1837 by Sylvanus Aim, I think it was the man's name. But anyhow, here, you know, he lives there, and probably some of you are old enough, the older ones will know, a flood that came through there in 2002. And it was a very quick flash flood type flood. And he, of course, this flooding by living there, it's become common to him. You know, he just, the water comes up, you know. Every time it rains real hard, the water comes up. And it just become common to him. And he was telling me about this. And I got to thinking about it, you know. Well, him and his wife had come home back in 2002 on an evening, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. And it was dark, of course, and it had been raining hard. So when they had approached about where their house was at, he said, I could actually see our house on the other side of the water. He said the water had come up. He said, so I pulled up to the water, you know, and trying to figure out for sure if it was deep enough, too deep to go through it. And, you know, him and his wife talking about it and kind of determined, you know, that probably better not try to go through it. It looks like it's moving pretty swift and it's coming up quick. Again, keep in mind it was dark. So you know kind of how flood water is. If you ain't a lot of lights around you, it's kind of hard to even tell where the water's at sometimes. So here he pulls up to the water, you know, and he stops, and they sit there for a little bit, and he shuts the motor off. And they sit there for a little bit, trying to decide what to do, you know. And just in a few moments, his wife said, honey, my feet's getting wet. And they got to looking, and the water was coming in the van. We had a little minivan. So he thought, well, I better get backing up, you know, because it's coming up pretty quick now. So he goes to start the motor, and of course, immediately it was already too deep, and the motor had sucked the water up into the motor, and it wouldn't start. And as I said, he said it was coming up very quickly. And as I said, but keep in mind, this had become a common thing to even see this water come up quick. But by it becoming common, they kind of lost the fear of it, you know. You take me, I mean, I the water looks too deep at all, I ain't going to try it, you know, because I've heard a lot of stories. I've wrote estimates on a lot of cars that's been caught out water and different things, and some people get stranded and everything, so I thought, you know, I just don't try it. But it become common to them, because living there for years, you know, and that little Federal Creek running down through there does this many times. So when he went to go to try to start, it wouldn't start, so he thought, oh no, what am I going to do? So I said, well, I'm going to have to get out. We're going to try to walk out of this before it gets too deep. He said he went to go open the door, and the water pressure hitting the door, it was even hard to get the door open. So it was up about waist high. So that's how quick it had come up, which a flash flood will do that. And it's killed many of people, flash flood says. But anyhow, he gets out finally out of the van and kind of follows around the van and opens the door, gets the door open for his wife, and gets his wife out. Well, again, not realizing that where he had stopped, right at the edge of the road, there was a ditch right there. And so they started, he got her out of the van and started walking away from the van, and he was walking on the outside toward the road and had her hold her hand. And, well, he slipped off because the edge of the road was there. So he slips and he falls. Of course, he said, I knew how to swim, he said, but I had to fight to get myself back up because of the current. He said, but as soon as I fell and was struggling to try to get up, I let go of my wife's hand. He said, and just that fast, she was gone. He said, it was the last I seen her until they found her hung up on a bridge and, of course, dead. And he was going over the story, you know, and I thought, you know, it happens so many times spiritually. That God's word becomes so common. And then also thinking about the things of the world, sin, corruption, becomes so common to people. We live in 2020. Sin and corruption's everywhere. And people can live in corruption and not think too much about it being corruption because there's so much really bad corruption. So they think a little corruption ain't too bad, you know? And it becomes common. And they don't realize how many times the people is getting swallowed up with the world. They don't realize how dangerous it is. We don't now realize how dangerous it is to really, after hearing all this word we hear and everything, maybe even sitting here and maybe don't have a new birth yet, and yet hearing all this word and everything, we don't realize how dangerous it is to step out that door and walk out there in that world. Because sin and deceit is that bad. It's become so common. Millions are deceived. Millions. Millions living in corruption. Millions going to church every day or every service and have no life. It becomes common. But remember, friends, there's a ditch out there that will catch you off guard if you aren't careful. But yes, as I said, I was thinking about those things and I thought, you know, I sure hope we're more careful than that. You know, he thought he had it whipped. He could see his house from where he was at. And the only way he got saved was the neighbor seeing what was going on or heard people screaming and was trying to find out what was going on and seeing it was him. And he went and grabbed his garden hose real quick and got as close as he could, throw the garden hose, right over to him. Throw the garden hose to him, and finally he got a hold of that hose, struggled and tried to get hold of it, he said. And finally he got a hold of it, and he pulled him in to land. Thank you, brother. Sorry about that. But pulled him in to safety, and that was his only opportunity. If it wasn't for that, he would have got swept away too. Because I don't know if you've been in some water that's a little bit high, and if it's got a current to it, you can't hardly stand up. I've been in just water about that high and be a pretty strong current. And it's hard to stand up even in that little bit, not alone get it up to your waist, you know? So, let's listen today. Don't let the Word of God just become common to you. You may sit there and say, Brother Steve, I've read the unveiling of God for years. I can tell you what paragraph, what's on it. So, Did you understand it? It's been revealed to you, the true reality of it. Is the first thing you think of unveiling of God just, oh, I find out who God is? Is that the only thing you think of? Then you missed something. If that's the only thing you get out of that message, that I found out who God was, you missed a big part of it. Okay? And that's what we're going to be rooting our minds back to see if there is something we've missed. Okay? But let's go on. We read those two scriptures, but keep it in mind now what we read. But let's listen to what the prophet said here. Be not afraid. Let's renew our minds back to this. Now he says, and you'll remember me reading it when we was on this subject. This was June 7, 1963. He said, now he says, God don't have no hands tonight. But my hands and your hands. He has eyes in my eyes, in your eyes. I want you to think about this now. He has eyes in your eyes and my eyes. Okay? That's what he's using. Again, he says now, he is the vine, we are the branches. And he asks the question, he says, is that right, brethren? Amen, they said. He says, and the vine doesn't bear fruit. Get that. They all understand a vine. The vine is not what bears the fruit. By no means. It's the branch that bears the fruit. Okay? The branch bears the fruit, energized by the vine. So simple, but yet so powerful. He says, is that right? And if the first branch to come out of Pentecostal vine, or the Pentecostal vine, wrote a book of Acts, if that tree ever puts forth another branch, sister sang on this today, it'll write another book of Acts. Because it won't put forth a pumpkin and then a watermelon. No, that's not the life. It's whatever life is in the vine is what the branch bears. Okay? And then a pomegranate, no. It'll put forth the same fruit. Now listen to these powerful next two words. Every time. Every time. You mean, Brother Steve, even in 2020? In 2020 also. Yes. Mm-hmm. August 30th, 2020, it still will. Okay. Because it's the same life going through the vine. He says, do you understand that? Oh, there's something to understand? Yes. Or he wouldn't have said that. He says, do you understand that? So what is this understanding? And how important is it to us as the individuals? Because remember, it's said many times, the prophet has said it, we're individuals before God. Yeah. You're not going in with your wife holding your hand. And wife, you're not going in holding your husband's hand. And your children ain't going in holding mommy and daddy's hand. You are individuals before God. Every last one of us is individuals. Okay? Just because mother and dad's a Christian, a believer, doesn't mean nothing for me. No. It doesn't change me. It doesn't do anything different. It's still me that has to have salvation. Same way with you. Okay? Now, in Christ's mystery God revealed, I'll begin to listen to these things now. Don't miss it. Paragraph 296. So therefore, there is no school, no theologians, no teachings of the Bible among any school that knows anything about it. They cannot know nothing about it. It's impossible for them to know anything about it. And now in here, you'll remember, he's bringing out the threefold purpose of God. Okay? So now listen. God has hid the senses of knowing it. So without the help of the Holy Spirit, our very senses totally hid from it. Now, that doesn't mean that maybe through memory, the sense of memory, you could memorize it. No, you could memorize it. But that doesn't mean you received it, okay, by revelation, which only the Holy Spirit can reveal it, okay? Same way with today. The only way we consider today, or I stand here today, is if the Holy Spirit reveals it to me, then it'll be made alive, okay? God has hid the senses of knowing it from the very elect teachers and everything else. It's a personal individual affair with the person that Christ has revealed to them. And if you say he's been revealed to me, now this was kind of in their song too, so listen. And if you say he's been revealed to me, and then the life that Christ produced there in the Bible, that same life is in him, does not produce itself in you, then you've got the wrong revelation. There's what I want to read next. Let's talk about being in the song. The Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. I'm just renewing our minds to a couple things before we move along. He says, the Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Matthew 2nd chapter, 20th verse, says Mary, his mother, when she was espoused to Joseph, she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. And God is the head of Christ. And Christ is the head of the man. And man is the head of the woman, right? Okay, Paul had a revelation of it. And when the Holy Ghost comes and reveals the Word, okay? Now, you want to give yourself a little self-check, a little self-test? When we get done with this, you can see if it's revealed or not. But he says here, and when the Holy Ghost comes and reveals the Word, reveals the Word, it makes it live just exact. I mentioned that in our song today. It is just exact. There's no difference. Now, just stop here a moment, just use some simplicity. Why isn't it, or why would it not be exact, put it that way? Because it's the same life in simplicity. You know, we talked about the vine, we read it. He talked about the pumpkin, watermelon, pomegranate. But it's whatever life is in that vine, so it has to be exact. He said, now if you get the revelation, it'll come around exact. If it isn't revealed, it doesn't come back exact. Now listen. Again, we'll find out if it's really revealed to us or not. Okay? Like I say, it's so easy for people's mouths to say, I know that, I understand that, I believe this, and that's me, and this, that, and the other. It's so easy. You know, talk's cheap. So, but the life is what it's all about, okay? He says, and when the Holy Ghost comes and reveals the Word and makes it live just exact, then it's a revelation to you, okay? You see it, it's unfolded, and it's promised for this hour. All right, now that's all I want to read for there. Like I said, we read the rest of it before. Let's read again now here in, again, Christ, Mystery, God Revealed, paragraph 394. Notice secondly, he's talking about the second of the threefold purpose. Notice secondly, the manifested Christ in you. I just wanted to read that so it just kind of implants a little something a little further in your heart. Secondly, the manifested Christ in you. Notice the word. Don't let it slip over your head. Manifested. The manifested Christ in you. Not just holding a belief in your mind. No. Not just holding the knowledge in your mind. Not just being able to talk about it and tell people about it, but it's manifested. The manifested Christ in you and in me. Okay? Just stay with it. The hope of glory. He's speaking about the scripture which we read. Okay? That great manifested God in Christ. So is that where it stopped? Did it stop there? That it was just God manifested in Christ. And that was the end of God's plan. That was where it was going to stop. There was not going to be no more manifesting. Did it stop there? No. But it's so easy by people just hearing the word and hearing the word, hearing the word without revelation, they come up with this conclusion in their thoughts. Well, God manifests himself through Christ. You know? And that's the story. That's the end. No, it's not the end. By no means. But to catch the revelation of the furtherance of it is the great thing. You see? All right? The great manifested God in Christ. The next few words now. Now, Christ manifested in you. I know it's maybe still, it seems so hard without revelation, it would be so hard to grasp. To think, Christ manifested in me. What's this going to be? What's going to happen through me? What's going to take place? What's this all about, you know? Well, that's the way it is without revelation. Until it's revealed to you. It just becomes an intellectual head knowledge to you. And that's as far as it goes. You don't see the importance, and the importance of it in prodding and pricking your heart of this manifested Christ through you. Of what will take place. You see? We've seen so many people, saints, over the years claim to be Christians. To where it's become common. And as I've mentioned before, if they wasn't in life while they was living, all of a sudden when they die, they become a Christian and they went to go meet the Lord. Isn't that so sweet? But it's so sickening. How deceiving Satan can be. And actually to see people and thinking, all of a sudden they lived a life of filth and corruption all their life and come to the end of the road, got killed in a car accident or died from a heart attack, and all of a sudden there's this great, wonderful Christian. I don't know about you, but it just makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. To just think, what an age we live in. It's just almost unbelievable if you didn't understand the word. That the human race could become that illiterate. Yeah. It's just almost unreal. But he says now, listen now. Are you awake? Are you awake? Now just pinch yourself a little bit now. What was Jesus Christ manifested for? Now, probably we could sit there and maybe many things would be going through our mind. But what was he manifested for? These next three little words. To show God. That's what he was manifested for. Let's keep listening now. He was God, he says. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was the God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the kings. He was the history. He was he that was to come. He that was. He that is. I like that. He that is. Remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's that, and he that's to be in this day. And he that's to be in this day, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was manifested for that purpose. Okay? And through that purpose, he achieved a church. Who's that? The called out ones. The predestinated ones. Election. And through that purpose, he achieved a church. That he, the fullness of God,
might bring to pass every word of God in these last days. When he gets the preeminence, and he repeats, preeminence in the prophet. Is that what he said? No. He had the preeminence of the prophet. But when he gets the preeminence in the church. Okay, Brother Steve, I got that figured out. So we come to church, and the Holy Spirit moves upon us, and we start shouting, and we sing, and we scream. Could be. But that's not what he's talking about. I could go with it. But that's not what he's talking about. Or we could get happy and we could start speaking in tongues and have interpretation. Calling arms on, legs on, all kinds of things. Could be. All goes with it. But what is he talking about? See? When he gets the preeminences, preeminence in the church, the position. The position. He placed in his church. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do, for I go unto my Father. See, that was his purpose. There was, he said, there was the manifestation. There was the manifestation. And now today, even right now. But what's it going to take for me to get this? And to really grasp it? And today, he wants to get somebody. He wants to get somebody that can so see it that they can let the word, he stops for a minute, but what he says next, you can tell what he's going to say, talk about. See, Jesus so seen it, was so perfectly born. Perfectly born for the day. Do you realize that through predestination, the election of God, you was perfectly, if you're a son or daughter of God, you was perfectly born for this day. For this to happen in your life. You was perfectly born for it. God seen to it. And he wasn't going to let it fail. Through all them predestinated ones. They were so perfectly born for this day. It couldn't have been any better. Your life and what family you come out of, what hour you was born, the color of your hair, whatever you are, couldn't have been any more perfect than the way God wanted it. You was perfectly born for this day. Yes. That's why it won't fail. That's why it will go back to manifestation again. This same Christ made manifest. Now, what do you think? How do you think a person is going to think about this? You know, let's just take a moment and think about this. Brother Bram spoke about the little colored man, the slave. And he was brought over here to America, you know. And he was so much different from all the other slaves. While the other ones, they had to push and prod and this, that, and the other, and this, and of course, probably complaining and whining around and everything. But there was this one special slave that when this broker come by, a slave buyer come by, and he seen this slave, the way he was acting. And he began to ask this master, these slaves, he said, why is this one so different? Why is he so different? Why is he acting so different? Do you feed him different? Excuse me, do you feed him better food? Has he got a special place to sleep? No. And he said, I thought that too. He said, but I found out, you all remember the story, I found out that his daddy was a king of a tribe. And while he's here, he conducts himself likewise, that he's a son of a king. Think about that a little bit. He realized that he was a son. And his manifestation came forth that he was a son of a king. What do you think is going to happen to people if they really begin to realize, really, truly, really, really have a revelation that they're a son of God and they're here for a purpose, that God would be made manifest through them and was so perfectly born for the day? How do you think that person's going to act? Now, I'm talking about when they really, it's really revealed. A lot of people are just saying, I believe it. I believe it, Brother Steve. Brother Bram said it. I mean, really have a revelation that they know for a fact that they serve the King of Kings. That they came from the very thoughts of God. Really know it. Not just be able to say it because they can remember it, but they really know. Oh, Brother Steve, it's impossible to really ever know that. No. If it's revealed to you, it's the same as you got it in your hand. Yeah. And ain't nobody will ever be able to talk you out of it, try to live you out of it, try to squeeze it out. It won't happen. Because it's that real. So what do you suppose is going to happen to people that really gets that revelation? With what I've just said so far, just kind of think about it and ask yourself, wow, how many of us has got that revelation that we really act like this? When life's road gets a little rough, don't you think it was a little rough for that slave? Oh, yeah. But why is he so happy? Why is he, how come he don't act like the rest of them? Because he knows. Back in his homeland, he belongs to a king. Oh, do we really have that kind of revelation? One thing about it, by our fruits you shall know. When we get all caught up in this world, and this world wants to swallow us up, and we get all tangled up in our trials and tests, and things just want to choke us completely out, all the material things and everything, and belongings, all this, wants to choke us out, you can ask yourself and just look at your own life and say, do I really have this revelation? Do I really know that I'm a son of a king? Oh, my mouth can blab it. But again, blabbing ain't nothing. We're talking about a manifestation. A life that you cannot live yourself. I cannot live it myself. But it's what Christ lives through us. For he is the vine. And the branch is energized by the power of the life that's in the vine. Yes. You see? So you wonder, how much revelation has people really got in this day? For having all this word. I mean, it's everywhere. It's so easy to get. If they can't get the book, they can send and get a disc. If they can't get the disc, they can just pull it up online. I mean, it's everywhere. And what do we end up with? People just talk about it. But what about it manifested? That your actions prove that you're a son of a king. That truly, truly, honestly, people can look at you and know, they're just a pilgrim stranger journeying this land. You ain't going to be around very long. Not planning on it. Nah, nah, nah. You're just passing through. And do you realize how short this life really is compared to eternal life? It's so short. I was thinking about that again this morning. I was outside standing watching the sun just creeping over. You hear this all the time, I know, but I enjoy it all the time. But I was outside, you know, I'm just looking at the, you know, it was just starting to get daylight, and the way the sun was coming, you couldn't see the sun yet, but it was making those rays, you know, but the clouds that was there and making those beautiful rays, and birds are singing and everything. Of course, again, I couldn't keep from having tears coming down my eyes. I said, Lord, you're so tremendous. And I said, Lord, this life is so short. There's a greater power out there, Lord. May I serve thee, O God, above everything. If you can't see God, friends, in nature, wow, you're blind. Blind. You may just think, oh, it's another day, and it's a this, and it's a that. But I see God everywhere I look, friends. Hallelujah. The King of Kings, and I'm a son of that King. I have eternal life, but His mercy and grace. And Father, help me conduct myself like a son. Truly help me. And Jesus so seen it so. It was so perfectly born of the day until God expressed every move that He made. He was God's revelation. He was God's revelation. God revealed. Was He the only one? Or do you understand that you are God's revelation? Do you understand that? Wow. It's so powerful. If you can just open up your whole heart and say, oh, I need you. Let me be as that little child. Lord, I'm just ready to listen and learn. Show me, Lord. Like them little fellows are. Daddy, what's the moon made out of? It's made out of cheese, son. Oh, it's made out of cheese. He could tell everybody it's made out of cheese. He's just that excited about it. Wanting to learn. Yeah. Oh, my. But one thing about it, when this word tells you what it is, who you are, you can bank your whole life on it, friends. Yes. Oh, yeah. Then when we're born of Him, we went through a few weeks ago, you know, and we are filled with Him, what do you think is going to come out? If we're born of Him and filled with Him, what are you going to see? You're going to see His revelation made manifest. Yes. See, your life, His life, He says, His life is in you. Then all of our actions, we've repeated this so many times, but may it get a little deeper in our heart by the time we're done with this. We're not going to get through it today. Time's about up already. Then all of our actions should declare Him. All of them? There must have been all of actions declaring that slave that he was son of a king. Because why? People noticed it. And they wanted to buy him. But oh, he's special. Just look how special he is. I've got to have that slave. Is he for sale? No. This one ain't for sale. No, he's too precious to me. I've been years trying to get one like this, and there's no way that one's leaving this plantation. He's here to stay, because he's got it. Yeah. I wonder, what do we look like? Does somebody, are we so salty that somebody looks at us and they, I want that. They can't buy it, but I want that. I want that. But no, I'll tell them all about this, you know, this and that, but I ain't got no life to go with it. But what about if they see something that's so salty, they feel they've got to have a drink? If they don't get a drink of it, they're going to die. Can you imagine how salty somebody must have to be? Wow. That's what they're looking for. Because people see death all the time. They see hypocrisy all the time. They see unbelief all the time. They see sinners all the time. But to find something as precious as that slave was, wow. This is different. This is really different. Saints, think about these things. Take it home with you this afternoon and think about it. And see if you find yourself, you are a manifestation of the revelation of this hour, as Jesus was. Oh. We'll close here in a minute. Like taking life, here it comes in simplicity again. But oh, if the Holy Spirit could only strike our hearts with it. Like taking life out of one tree and putting it into another. I want you sisters to come up, please, if you would. Take a life out of a pear tree and put it in an apple tree. It'll bear pears. It's got to. People look over these things in simplicity so easily. Pear tree, apple tree, oh well. You know, the prophet's talking about an apple tree and a pear tree. But if they could only catch the reality. Because the sap, the life, is in it. The germ is pear tree. All right? Then he says, again. Then all of our actions should declare all of them, Brother Steve? I don't see that happening, brother. I just can't see that happening. You just don't know me. One thing about it, I know he that knows you. And I know he's a God that can change anything around. And sometimes people are the most miserable looking thing, like me, you know. Terrible, stinking person, maybe it could have been, and just swallow up anything, you know, this, that, and the other. But yet, God is so great, He can change any situation. Yes, He can. Oh, yeah. We have His name, is that right? The congregation says amen. We should bear His name. Wow. And remember, we are now, as His bride, pregnated with His Spirit. Yeah. Oh my. The church bearing children. See, pregnated by His Spirit with His name. Bearing His name. Bearing His life. Bringing forth the signs of His life. It's like the slave we talked about. He was the son of that king. So, he manifested it. My, he must have had in his mind, just think, I get done here, I'll be able to go back over my land. No, I don't know what his hope was. But he knew, he must have had a hope somewhere to know he belonged to a son of a king. Yeah. Evident. Notice what word he puts there. Evident with the preeminences. It's evident that he had the preeminence of our life. Evidence of His resurrection. See? Showing by what He's doing through us, it's showing that He is not dead. Because remember, He doesn't have hands and feet other than yours. He's got your feet, He's got our hands, He's got our eyes. Yeah. Know ye not ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Huh? Absolutely. Showing that He is not dead, but alive forevermore. more. Oh. Now, you want to know if you got eternal life? He said, this is eternal life. Wow. This is eternal life. What, showing he's not dead? Yes. That he's alive forevermore? Him living through this body, your body? That's eternal life? Yes. Can't have any better assurance than that. You can believe. You can say, I'm this. You can say, this has been revealed to me. You can say, I understand that. But the only way you really know is you see his life come through you. That's eternal life. Yes. Yeah. And vindicated, he says, in other words, proven, vindicates to the world that we are alive in him. And he goes, whew. Now, but did it become common to us? Has the floodwaters become common? Oh, it floods all the time. I hear the word all the time. Well, I can see the eternal life right over there. I can see I got it made right over there. But did it become common to you that you missed how dangerous it is not to have it? When it's all floating around you. It's all floating around you. Yeah. Friends, don't let this word become common to you. But you better stay focused and focused on the right thing. Yeah. Because it's getting close. Oh, yeah. Just any day now, just think what could happen. What a glorious day. Hallelujah. When my Jesus I shall see. Oh, Holy Spirit. Dwell within me and through me. Take me over that I can live exactly what you want me to be. That again, that you could express that you are alive, that you have risen and well, and you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, a lot of people don't think, in closing, I'll close now, but a lot of people don't think it's too important, you know, living the life Christ expressing through you what this in this Bible, and you can see Christ's actions and fruits of the Spirit and all these different things of what he is. They don't think that's too important. They think it's more important as far as for people to see, you know. But they think, oh no, if they could see me lay hands on somebody dead and raise them, my, they would believe it. You realize how many thousands of people seen the prophet raise the dead and do these mighty things and are lost today? Yeah. Lost. When those mysteries begin to come forth, they begin to leave. It's way more important, friends, to have the life. Didn't Brother Brown say it was more important? The life? Yes. And all the other things? Yes. All those things are good. It's part of it. But the most important thing is the life. His life in control. And him being in the control seat of your heart. Manifesting. That every passerby just keeps all gelling together, friends. If it's revelation, it won't break. No. This message will gel right together with this one with that one, this one, this one. It just keeps running and gelling together. And what's it all come back to? Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. All right, we'll quit there for this morning. Let us all stand. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being attentive and listening. Although I still didn't get the unveiling of God, but we'll get to it. Amen. Lord will. If he tarries, and if I live, you know, you never know what day you're leaving this life. Yeah. You may look at me or I may look at you and say, oh my, we've got a long, strong, healthy life in front of us. We're all going to be in the rapture, this and the other. We don't know that. No. This could be your last day. Yeah. Could be fail right now, you know. There's a lot of men my age that die every day of heart attacks and different things. So it's nothing, I have no assurance tomorrow's mine. But I just trust that today what I have, I give it to him. Amen. You love him? And you love his word? Yes, amen. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, as we come to this close again of another service, we appreciate your precious, precious word. Trusting again that today or this morning, excuse me, something has been said from your word, Lord, that would strike a special note in our hearts. Lord, it'd cause us to draw closer to you and cause us to surrender our life greater to you. Lord, we know by your mercy and grace, we're winding down. Time is coming to close. And Lord, it's these things that you promised to be fulfilled, it's moving and moving into place. And Lord, we see this. And how, Lord, it's kind of two things, Lord. It's exciting to us, but yet, Lord, it's sobering. And Lord, we want to cry out for those that still need you. Lord, we trust that you'll bless. And Lord, if we can be just a little part of help getting that last one in, Lord, deal with us to be able to do so. Father, we know it's close, so we ask that you would help us now. Bless us as we part now from this little place, and truly not from your presence, Lord. May we stay in your sweetness of the Holy Spirit and be watching every second of our life, Lord, and stay focused on you to see what move you want us to take and what decision to make and what to say and where to go and what to do. We just want you to be in complete control of our life. So bless us to do so now. And watch over those, Lord, that have to drive a long ways to get home. Keep them safe, Lord. And how we appreciate each other. Lord, we just love each other so much. It's just so precious to see each one every time we have a time together and see their smiling face and the joy on their hearts and their face, Lord. It's such a blessing to have brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, and knowing they're of the same faith, how we appreciate that so much. It's such a blessing after being around the world, the week that we have to go through, and then to see our brothers and sisters. May you bless every one of them. So guide us now into all things. In your glorious name, we ask thy will be done. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. I can't help it, but I want to sing a little chorus that I love so well, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. It was Amazing Grace that lets me stand here today and to tell others and remind others about his word and to have the desire in my heart to serve him. It's his amazing grace that if I make a mistake, that blood is there to cover me. It's his amazing grace that I have my family here. Oh my. It's his amazing grace. We have eternal life. Thank God for his mercy. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I once was lost.
richly bless you. You're dismissed.